Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. The Hara Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands, who love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands.
Welcome.
We are your hosts, Anna,
Niza,
and Frosty.
Welcome to season 2, episode...
Stop cutting her off! Oh, now you know how it feels, Anna.
Yeah. Welcome to season 2, episode 10, Ring Ring Vagina Phone.
Woo! All right, in normal news. Okay, so in regular
news...
Is this
really normal, though? Is this really normal?
Yeah.
In normal news.
Although the situation is hardly normal.
Woman sues Samsung for $1.8 million after cell phone gets stuck inside her vagina. An Albuquerque woman is suing Samsung for $1.8 million after inserting her cell phone inside her vagina and was unable to retrieve it for 96 hours. So Selma Bryant, 39, claims her medical bills at the University of New Mexico Hospital amount to $1,168,000, and she has suffered from severe psychological distress because of the whole ordeal. She quotes, "I wanted to see how it would feel to put my cell phone on vibration mode inside of me just for fun, but it soon turned out to be a nightmare."
Yeah, she did it as a dare. She was hanging out with her girlfriend and her friends dared her to stick it up there.
Sure they did.
Her lawyer says Samsung is definitely at fault here, as they offer no warning about the dangers or potential risks during the insertion of their product inside a client, male or female's body.
Well, why would you use that?
Yeah, it's like people like these that like make other countries roll their eyes at us. Like,
but like the only reason why she's doing this is because something similar happened to Apple, and they won, like, because Apple paid them off like a certain amount. Like, that's the only reason why people are doing this. It's
because they think that they can get money.
Because they'll get a settlement. Ridiculous. It's
because
ridiculous.
They don't want it to like go on longer.
Their name, yeah.
That's so dumb.
To be honest, though, this sounds like a dare that you guys would dare me, like as a joke, and then I would do it because that's just how I am.
No, we would never dare you to stick something in your vagina.
Yeah, like that's awful. Like,
here, Kaylee, stick this remote of your vagina. Like, that's not gonna ever happen.
Okay, I don't know if it'll fit, but okay.
So I was talking to Jeffrey about this, and he was like, how is that even a thing? When women, like, I don't know about you, Niza, but sometimes it hurts when the penis goes in. And that's not as big as my phone, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, I know, right? Like, what
I guess,
hell?
Like, the width, yeah, it's different. Like, just... I know that women have babies, but that's not pleasant.
Why would you ever... I don't even know the logic of
did
that.
It say if she, did it say if she used lube or anything?
No.
Because if not,
she probably
got she's got a pretty wide set vagina there.
Vajayjay out there.
She probably didn't, though. Like, she wasn't thinking about it, right?
What's funny is that you had mentioned Apple, and it does say Apple faced a similar lawsuit in 2014, after a man had attempted to swallow 14 phones, ended up in the emergency room for mercury poisoning. That's just so stupid.
But you also know that, so I guess Apple, the new Apple's phone came out, like, I don't, the something 10?
Yeah, the 10S.
The iPhone 10?
10S.
Yeah, so that one just came out, like, not that long ago, like, more newer than the Note 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a day after that, there was also, I don't think it's true, because it's very similar to the Note 7, that I guess it caught on fire inside somebody's purse. But I don't think that's true, because it happened, like, a few days after, or, like, the same day or the day after that the iPhone was released.
Hmm.
So I think it could also be like, not trying to talk shit on Apple, but Apple could be trying to bring bad press.
I don't know. This is...
It seems pretty shady.
Imagine if the phone exploded while it was up her vagina.
Oh my goodness, exploding vaginas.
Yeah, like that's... It's ridiculous.
People Why? Yeah, just some people are really stupid. Like, do we
vaginas can hold a lot of stuff. I remember reading something about some chick shoved a can of cookie dough up her.
Well, we all heard about that one crazy lady that we reviewed in a couple episodes back who shoved a toddler up her vagina. This is just...
Oh my god, yeah, I remember that one. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but like
that one was retarded. I mean, they're all retarded, but that one was just like, "The fuck you doing?" And then she tried to say that she wanted to do it because she wanted to experience what it was like to give birth to a child. Bitch, have a baby. Don't shove an already born baby up there.
You know, I just kind of wonder, like, in other countries, are there that many? I know when I lived in Japan, there wasn't that many. Warnings, hazard warnings. Do we really need a message on our phone that pops up when we turn it on that says not for consumption or inserting into your body cavity? Like,
oh, that guy that ate like 10 iPhones and bought mercury poisoning? Like, you don't do that.
Yeah. I just don't understand what's going on with America. Like,
well, we already, you know, I mean, we let Donald Trump become president. I mean, come on. This isn't too surprising. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I have one more. I have one. One more. Here we go.
I don't know if I can take it anymore.
In not so normal news. Woman gets arrested for training squirrels to attack her ex-boyfriend.
That's funny.
So 45-year-old Jana Smith was arrested this morning by officers of Detroit Police Department for allegedly capturing numerous squirrels and training them to attack her former lover.
Hey, but at least she didn't use guns.
Oh my god. The poor man had no idea why the squirrel... Okay, so hold on. It's like... Okay, so... The victim, 51-year-old James Robinson, was presumably attacked by rodents on more than a dozen occasions over the last month. These attacks caused him many serious injuries, including the loss of two fingers and one testicle, bitten off by his attackers. Oh my goodness. The poor man had no idea why squirrels kept attacking him until he saw his ex-girlfriend, a former circus animal trainer, cheering the animals during one of the attacks. He quotes, "She was partially hidden behind some bushes, but I could clearly see her and hear her. She was yelling orders at the squirrels and telling them to attack me." Oh my goodness.
Get him! Get him! Get him! Get him!
Right! She's actually... That's like... So she is facing several, a variety of criminal charges linked to the criminal harassment and using animals as weapons.
Pokemon in real life.
Right. Her name was Janice Smith.
What the but I guess joke's on him for dating somebody with that kind of knowledge.
I mean, like, that's kind of skill. That's pretty good skill, though. Like, if you're able to... to train woodland animals to attack your ex. I mean, like, they literally attacked him. Like, he lost two fingers, like, and a testicle. Like, what was going on?
Like, what did he do to his girlfriend?
Did he deserve it?
Oh, did he deserve it? It does not say.
He deserved it.
Yes, the question is, did he deserve it?
Of course we're asking that.
Ryan did he actually? I mean, like, if he cheated on her after being together for so many years, you know, and that drove her over the edge, did he deserve it then?
Or, like, broke up with her randomly?
Right. Did he deserve it then? Who knows? But you know, that shows a lot of skill and dedication. I think that I mean it must not be easy to train squirrels to attack people.
She trained them to do the wrong thing. The princesses trained them to clean. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
To clean stuff.
Morgue worker arrested after giving birth to a dead man's baby.
No.
I read it.
Jennifer Burrows from Kansas City, a 26-year-old morgue worker, was arrested after a DNA test revealed that her newborn child was a result of necrophiliac intercourse with a man she was supposed to autopsy.
Damn. But how do they know that they didn't have sex prior to that?
Oh my goodness.
I'm pretty sure they didn't have sex prior to that. Sperm can stay in the genitals and be ejaculated out, and some of it can still potentially be alive, because it does take a while for the body to fully start decomposing. So
not only that, sperm can live for a very long time too.
So in the article, it actually says that this is not her first time. She's reportedly sexually abused more than 60 other dead bodies belonging to males aged from 17 to 71 years of age.
Damn. Only in Kansas, though, right?
I mean, you know, Kansas City.
Jeffrey always says this thing. He says, what in the hillbilly tarnation is that? Like, what the fuck? Who thinks of that?
That is crazy.
I just got up one day, I'm going to go have sex with a dead body. Who does that?
I mean, like, how is that actually possible, though? Like, I'm trying to read whether she took this sperm out and then she, like, inserted into her. Like, are you saying that male bodies dead can ejaculate still? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, if they're fresh. Enough, they still can.
Wow.
I watched this show. It's called Ask a Mortician, and you know, you basically, you know, you when you die, it's not instantaneous. It takes time before your body starts to break down and eat itself. So if he legit just died and then he was brought straight to her morgue and she had access to him, she could definitely do it.
Oh my,
because it's a morgue, it's not a funeral home. A morgue, you know, a morgue is someplace you go before the funeral home. Like, if it was at a funeral home, I would question it. But if it was at a morgue, I wouldn't question it. I would say that it's entirely possible.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
But how does he stay hard, though?
Rigor mortis.
I don't know. I'm not an expert, but it was fresh enough. Because it's the place you go before the funeral home.
Oh my goodness!
He could have expired between, you know, 3 to 5 hours before that. I'd say that it's probably still entirely possible, because they talk about how your limbs and stuff are still viable at certain points. You know, blood pools. Maybe she'd been doing this for a while and she figured out how to get it out. You know, and then managed to do this.
Oh my goodness, that's just craziness. That's just craziness. What a weirdo. What is America coming to? Moving forward, we're going to do some movie reviews. So we did all watch two movies together. Well, not necessarily together, but we did watch the movies. When they did come out. One of those movies was Crazy Rich Asians, because why wouldn't we see that?
Right? What's wrong with us? Why wouldn't we see that?
Right. Now, Crazy Rich Asian is based off the book with the same title, starring Constance Wu from Fresh Off the Boat, who plays a character named Rachel, and she's happy to accompany her longtime boyfriend, Nick, who is Henry Golding, who's also playing in a movie that just recently released that we're planning on seeing, A Simple Favor. So she had accompanied him to his best friend's wedding in Singapore. She's also surprised to learn that Nick's family is extremely wealthy, and he's considered one of the country's most eligible bachelors. Thrust into the spotlight, Rachel must now contend with jealous socialites, quirky relatives, and something far, far worse, Nick's disapproving mother. So this was a... when we went into this, we said we want this to be...
a Korean drama.
Yeah, a Korean drama with English.
Mm-hmm.
What would you rate the movie as, Rusty?
So it gave me everything that I wanted, because it was legit a Korean drama, but English. You know, because it had everything in it. It had the rich man, the girl from the shady background, the jealous ex, the overbearing mother, the one relative that approves of them at the time, you know, the grandma, and then it has the reveal of something tragic from the past, and the fight where they break up. Although I legit feel like she left too soon, like when she was crying at her friend's house and talking about, I really thought he was the one. Like, he was still chasing after you, bitch.
Spoiler alert,
that was you that ran from him after getting that news. He still wanted to be with you, you know.
What did you rate the movie as, though?
I would rate it 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, because it gave me everything that I wanted in a Korean drama, but in English.
The wedding scene gave me a 10. Just go to the movie to see the wedding scene in this. Like, if you want to see rich Asian people throw a wedding, there it is.
I don't know. The wedding was crazy to me because the water, I'm like, you're ruining your goddamn dress. What's wrong with you?
But it was the full effect, though, that she was walking in the water. She was obstacle to reach her man. Like, it was beautiful.
You know what I really liked, though, is that actress who played the bride. She's Japanese. Uh-huh. And it's nice to see somebody who's not of Chinese descent playing somebody of Chinese descent, because in Memoirs of a Geisha, you had Chinese actresses playing Japanese actresses. So it was nice to have a little role reversal there.
That's funny. How about you, Anna? What'd you rate the movie as?
Well, first of all, you guys totally skipped over the gay BFF, the best friend's brother.
Yes.
Because I feel like those two people alone were pretty great. And then on top of that, the scene with the tower, which looked like when they first arrived, and it looked like the buildings were holding a boat up in the sky.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. And it was like a club.
Yeah. I went with my nieces, and we were all like, whoa.
I wonder if that's a real club in Singapore. Like,
we should go to Singapore someday and find out.
That would be fun. Another thing that I enjoyed was Awkwafina being in the movie. That was
God. I loved Awkwafina, and that she was so funny. And then of course her dad.
Yes.
Who was played by what's his name? Ken
Jeong?
Yeah, Ken Jeong. Korean, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Playing a Chinese dude, I think. Yeah, but I loved seeing him in there, and then when he was saying that Awkwafina looked like Asian Ellen.
Sent you off to college in America just for you to come back as Asian Ellen. That was great.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Okay, what would you rate the movie, Anna?
I think a 10 also. When we went, there wasn't a lot of people in the movie theater, and then there was some lady asking us what we thought about the movie, like a critic or something, and she was super surprised that we, like, you walked in knowing that it was going to be a good movie. Did you guys? You kind of assumed that it was going to be good?
Yeah, I mean, I walked in knowing that.
I didn't know, but I assumed.
Asian effort, you know.
And she was really surprised, though, that it was that good. And I kind of looked at her and I was like, well, I mean, if you watch any Asian shows or listen to any type of Asian music, your hopes or your expectations are set pretty high. Like, so, I mean, yeah, it met my expectations. And she just looked at me like, damn.
Drop the mic.
Yeah. My nieces looked at her like,
you know nothing.
Yeah.
You know nothing, lady.
I really like the scene, and this is a big spoiler alert, but I really liked it when she left her husband after finding out that he was cheating.
Oh,
and how
yes.
she did it. That
Yeah.
part,
And then
I was like, you go.
And then you see that little snippet at the end with the guy from Glee.
Harry Chum, is that what his name was?
I did some reading, and his character at the end is actually supposed to be her ex-fiance.
Oh. Yeah, Harry Chum Jr.
Yeah. So
oh,
like
that guy where she looked at him and they made like a connection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chum.
Yeah,
sorry.
So I didn't read the book yet. I've only seen the movie, but apparently that's supposed to be her ex-fiance. So it looks like they're rekindling. And maybe they're going to do a sequel and it'll be about the two of them. Like maybe it'll be the two main characters' wedding in the next movie, and then her getting rekindled with her ex-boyfriend.
You guys do know that I feel like, so we've all seen Mean Girls, and I feel like on Mean Girls, the girls there weren't even as mean, but it was supposed to be about, like, bitchy girls, but I feel like this movie showed you, like, how actual mean girls act, I guess, or, like, how
Yeah, you've never met a mean girl, you've never met a mean Asian girl, like, they should just make a movie about that.
Yeah. Mean Asian girls.
Mean Asian girls
are catty as fuck, and plus all Asians know each other, so
oh,
it's
yeah.
like they got all that inside drama
right.
that they can use against them.
Alright, so next movie that we actually did see was The Nun. So it takes place in Romania. There's a young nun from a secluded or sheltered abbey who takes her own life, a priest with a haunted past, and a novice on the threshold of her final vows, Sister Irene, played by, is it Tessa Farmiga? Farmiga?
I think Tessa.
Tate.
The chick from American Horror Story.
Yeah, famously known from American Horror Story. Are sent by the Vatican to investigate. So together they uncover the order's unholy secret, risking not only their lives, but their faith and their very souls. And then they confront a malevolent force in the form of a demonic nun.
Spoiler alert! The nun who commits suicide is from Game of Thrones. Do you know who it was, Nisa?
Oh my god, really?
Yes.
I thought I recognized her, but no.
Miranda.
Oh.
Ramsey's girlfriend.
Oh my goodness, it was.
Yeah.
She had an accent. I was like, this nun has an accent, but all the other nuns don't have accents. This is, this is what's going on here. Okay, so I'll go ahead and, Anna, why don't you rate the movie first?
I'm gonna say it was a 9. Like, it was pretty scary. I'm gonna say, I remember sitting there and I was just like, nope. Like, don't do that.
I would give this movie, a 9 as well. And I'm not one to get scared in movies. This movie didn't particularly scare me. I just thought that what I was seeing was scarier than what I usually see. So I actually enjoyed it. I enjoyed the jump scares. There's several jump scares. I liked how they brought this spinoff from The Conjuring and did it better. Like, Annabelle was kind of a fluke. I think Annabelle was terrible. And I mean, all the Conjurings, out of all of them, I still like the first one. I think with The Nun, they came back and they gave the same feeling that they gave me when they came out with The Conjuring. So I was very satisfied with how they did this movie, being a spinoff from The Conjuring.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it too. It didn't particularly scare me. Like, there wasn't a part in it where I was like, oh my God. But it was definitely enjoyable. Like, I don't know. Like, I like to commentary during movies. And when, you know, like when you hear the noise or you see the ghost walking in the woods and then you're like, don't follow them. wrong with you?
What are you doing? What are you doing
like,
right now?
Like, I always, like, picture what I would do if I was in that situation. And
not follow?
Yeah, and, like, oh, I just heard a noise. You know what? I'm fucking going back to sleep.
Right.
Deal with you in the morning.
You know? Hereditary versus The Nun, I would definitely say The Nun over Hereditary.
Definitely.
So what would you rate the movie, Frosty?
So I'm going to rate it a 9.9.
Okay.
Because it didn't scare me, but it was good enough. It's just not good enough to be a 10, because a 10 would be a movie that scared me.
Right. I agree with you.
Another thing that I liked about the movie was that all the nuns were already dead.
I thought that
was awesome.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, like, Jesus. Spoiler.
Okay.
Goodness gracious.
By the time this episode comes out, people will have already seen it, so it doesn't matter. But yeah, I loved how everybody was already dead, and she's like, we've been praying this whole time, and then it's like the nuns are all gone, and I'm just like, oh, they're fucking dead.
I think that people who are religious or follow religion and watch this movie might not really enjoy the backstory of this, so I would understand why someone wouldn't like it. I mean, Valak as a nun, that's kind of...
Yeah, Valak is supposed to be a child.
Right. And I mean, there was a child that was in the movie, but he did not play a big part in
that. And he wasn't Valak. He was the embodiment of somebody in the priest's past.
Right.
So that it's not the same.
Talking about the priest, though, so I know Niza thought it. I know I thought it, but I don't know if Kaylee thought this. When he got shot, shanked, did you think he got hit in the nuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in his side, I was like, oh, fuck, right in his dick. And then later on, you find out, oh,
it's like his inner thigh. Yeah. We all screamed during that part.
Yeah, I sat there and I was like, oh.
That's funny.
Well, not the balls. And then it's like, oh, his side. What?
So that was two movies that we definitely did enjoy recently. One thing that we want to go ahead and talk about is Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. Thoughts, comments?
Well, it seems a little too early to judge, but I'm not happy with the suit because it's red. Joker's signature suit is purple. At least the style of the suit is acceptable, but Joker's suit is purple, not red. I'm not a fan of that. He has the green hair, which I'm okay with. The makeup, I'm a little about because it doesn't look like exact Joker face. However, it is the same makeup as the clown face that was used in The Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. So it's still a little too early to tell, but from what I've heard about it so far, with him being the washed up comedian that then turns to a life of crime, it does seem Joker-y, because that's the Joker's original origin, is that he had been a comedian, a stand-up comedian that had a tragic experience and then became a career criminal. So I'm willing to wait it out and see how it goes. But the makeup right now, I'm not, and the suit color, I'm not happy with. But maybe they'll change my mind.
Maybe his suit was at the cleaner, so he had that one to wear. Maybe there's like a reason why he's wearing that color right now.
That's such a cute excuse, Anna. So cute.
Kaylee's sitting there going like, no.
I'm actually really hopeful for Joaquin Phoenix. I mean, he is one of America's best actors. I'm excited to see him play the Joker. I think when we heard about it, I was still excited. When we're talking about his suit, I mean, I'm still thinking maybe he just, this is an supposedly origin story, so maybe the Joker didn't start out with a purple suit. So maybe, like, you know, towards the end of the movie, he finds his, he dons his famous suit. We don't know yet. His makeup, though, I think it has more of a realistic look, because when Heath Ledger did Dark Knight, I did enjoy that his makeup was put on by himself. Like, he put on the makeup. And this is what it looks like to me, that Joaquin Phoenix put on the makeup.
Right. And but the thing is, even though, and I love Heath Ledger's Joker too. However, my favorite Joker, and I will say this right now, is Mark Hamill's
from the animated series. Of course,
that is the number one. Nobody can top that one. But I did like the twist in the Dark Knight version much better than Jared Leto's version. I still like Jared Leto's version. It's different. A lot of people didn't like Jared Leto's version.
I did not enjoy Jared Leto's version.
I liked it for what it is.
I think it's because you like Jared Leto.
it's because I like the Joker and Jared Leto. It's a bonus, but also the color scheme. You know, like, so. Anyways, what I was getting to with Heath Ledger's Joker is, yes, the makeup is more realistic, but it still resembled the Joker with the red lips and around the eyes. And then of course the spray painted green hair. Like, I mean, Joaquin has the spray painted green hair in this one, but I'm not a fan of the makeup because it looks too clowny and I want more Joker looking. You know,
so you want it to be more like darker? Like more like an evil.
I think that maybe you want it to look more comic, true to the comic, instead of a. I think what they're trying to shoot for is a low budget kind of look. For this movie, they're really just gonna. I feel like they're really just gonna bank on Joaquin's ability to act this role. And
I don't know. I mean, for right now, I don't like the face makeup. But that's just visually. I'm willing to give him a chance. I'm willing to see the movie. I'm not going to, like, boycott it and say, no, this is stupid. It's not going to happen. I'm just not a fan of the suit color and the makeup style right now.
I get it. And like we said, like, you enjoyed Jared Leto's Joker. I might enjoy Joaquin's Joker better. So we'll see.
Mark Hamill is my Joker. I'm just saying that Jared Leto did an okay job.
Yeah. But I mean, for the Jokers that are coming out now, is what I mean.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm wondering, did you want his makeup to look like scarier, maybe? Like, not, I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't want it to look too much like a clown. Like, he looks too much like a clown. Like, I wanted it more red lips and green hair, you know, not red and blue, you know.
Yeah, but let's say, so, you know how Nisa was talking about how maybe this suit is before he found his suit? Maybe that makeup is also before he found his look.
Maybe. Like, I'm willing to wait on that. I just don't want him to have that makeup the whole time, I guess.
I mean, doesn't the Joker fall into, like, chemicals and then he gets that pasty complexion and the green hair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the original origin story, is that he fell in a vat of acid, and then that's what gave him the green hair, and then the pale face and the red lips.
So we'll see what happens in this movie. I mean, like, with Heath Ledger's Joker, he didn't fall into anything, he was just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, there are some theories about Heath Ledger's Joker. They say that he was one of the criminals that escaped Arkham in the first movie, but they just didn't get a chance to flesh him out because he unfortunately died before the third movie came out. But they were gonna mention that, and also they were gonna say that he was a former military armed forces person who was suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome. And then that's why he decided to do that stuff, because you see him not taking the money. He's all about the chaos. And then he knew a lot about weapons and stuff, so.
All right, I think we'll have to wrap the show now.
All right. Well, at this time, we would like to thank you for joining us here at the Horror Club. Feel free to like, comment, and share on our Facebook, Twitter page, and our Instagram. And if you really hated your time with us today,
sorry, we're not sorry.
Ring, ring. hunches. I've got my hunches. It's the best, beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Ping pong, ping.